This is Membercare Media, a ministry of TWR, with some thoughts to help you in your work and daily life. This is a copyright production of Membercare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
I want to share with you a little bit about some of the things that women experience in midlife. Women living outside their home countries often don't have the advantage of older women to share with them their experiences and advice. And access to women's magazines and TV talk shows that provide information and education on women's issues are limited or non-existent. So I want to share with you about a common midlife issue for women. Jean Lush, in her book Emotional Phases of a Woman's Life, describes what she calls midlife malaise that many people experience in their late 30s to early 40s. The word malaise can be defined as a general feeling of discontent. It's characterized by worry, discontent, dissatisfaction, often resulting in lethargy. It's that all's not right with the world kind of feeling that seems to come out of nowhere and settle into our hearts and minds. In her book, Women in Midlife Crisis, Sally Conway describes the following emotions she began to feel in her mid to late 30s. Self-pity, jealousy, rejection and hurt, miserable for no reason. Growing uneasiness and restlessness, emptiness and wanting to run away, burned out, life seeming out of control, and that feeling of loss of youth, sex appeal, beauty, loss of the chance to do something else with the best years of life, a hopelessness that you can't go back and relive and change circumstances, angry at the signs of aging. Jean Lush describes it this way, drop in energy levels, many blah days, depression, listlessness, lethargy, sense of sadness for no particular reason, loss of interest in hobbies, depression, a foreboding feeling, crying spells, crazy days, memory lapses, feeling uneasy or useless, feeling unloved. Some of these feelings we all experience from time to time, but in midlife they seem to be accentuated. And it's now recognized that many women experience a crisis in their late 30s or early 40s, similar to a man's midlife crisis. And this is different and comes at an earlier time than the menopausal stress of the late 40s and early 50s. In some ways, this midlife slump is similar to the adolescent struggle for identity. When we were teens, we were concerned with who will I become? In midlife, we're asking, who have I become? And do I like who I am? And am I satisfied with the way life is? I'm caring for everybody else, but who am I and who cares for me? When do I get my turn? In her 20s and early 30s, a woman's concerned with what activities she will do, her roles in career, marriage, and family. At midlife, the concern shifts to why she does them. As she examines and assesses her motives and values, the questions are, what do I truly want for myself and others? What are my central values and how are they reflected in my life? What youthful dreams have I yet to fulfill, to modify, or to give up? What dreams do I have now? What do I want to do before I die? At midlife, a woman's forced to realize that some of her expectations are never going to be met. These are hard realizations, and these questions come and these feelings come and we don't know what to do with them. And often we're blindsided by it because we don't anticipate that this coming. We wonder what's wrong with our spiritual life. Why are we feeling discontent? Why are we feeling like a failure? What is going on? It's very helpful to realize that this is a normal growth stage, a normal emotional phase. And it's a time when we have the opportunity to reassess our life, to look again at who we are, who we become. Who do we want to become? What are our values? And how are we going to get from where we are now to where we want to be? And we do have to realize that some of the things we thought we'd be aren't going to happen. I always thought that I would play for hours with dolls with my daughter, but I wasn't very good at it. And I remember the day she said to me, Mommy, it's okay. You don't have to do this. Well, there are things that maybe we wanted to do. I wanted to hike the Appalachian Trail and now at 55, I realize that that's probably not going to happen. So midlife is a time when we realize that some of our expectations aren't going to be met, and we have to make peace with that. Single women realize they may not get married. And if they do, they're reaching an age where they'll not be able to bear children and have a family. They may need to grieve those losses and learn how to build meaningful lives without those dreams fulfilled. That's hard work. Grieving is hard work, but it's necessary to look at what are the losses, what are the things that won't be, and making peace with it. Married women realize they may have had unrealistic expectations for their marriage and for their husbands. They, too, may need to let go of some dreams and build meaningful lives, accepting what they cannot change. Some husbands can't or won't try to understand or meet their wives' needs at this time. They may be going through their own midlife transition. And it's a time in marriage to have increased understanding for one another. So midlife is a time to recognize losses, grieve them, and move on. It's a time to let go of perfectionism. Everything isn't going to be perfect. It's a time to forgive others and ourselves for only being human. Some of us need to forgive ourselves for past mistakes and poor decisions. Some of us need to forgive friends for letting us down and not being there when we needed them. Some of us need to forgive our husbands for not being all we thought they'd be, for not meeting our emotional needs the way we thought they would. Jean Lush says, as difficult pill as it may be to swallow, most men simply aren't able to meet all of a woman's needs. Some men are emotionally handicapped when it comes to meeting a woman's need. Your husband simply may not know how, and your pressure frightens him and keeps him from even trying. Nina and George O'Neill in their book Shifting Gears tell us we need to let go of the maturity myth that says if you make all the right choices in your 20s and 30s, you'll be guaranteed fulfillment for the rest of your life. Maturity is a process of becoming more and more myself and continually growing. There are no guarantees. At midlife, we learn that. Life gives no guarantees. There are no earthly absolutes. But we also learn that nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ. Midlife is a time for deepening our relationship with God, discovering His nearness and His love at deeper levels. Midlife was a time when I began to pray again the Serenity Prayer by Ronald Niebuhr. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardship as the pathway to peace, taking as He did this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that He will make all things right if I surrender to His will, that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with Him forever in the next. And that line, being reasonably happy in this life, was one that really stuck out to me because I'm a former perfectionist. So things had to be excellent. And somehow God used that to really free me up in realizing that it's good to be reasonably happy and that we will be supremely happy with Him forever in the next. Another thing to be aware of in midlife and these feelings of malaise is that uneven hormone level that occurs prior to menopause may be causing some of these feelings. Perimenopause is the time around menopause. It's a 4 or 5 years transition time when cycles may vary slightly, symptoms of decline in estrogen may appear. There may be mood swings, interrupted sleep patterns, and these are subtle signs of change. When we go through this, it's important to realize that a midlife slump is normal. And it's a good time for reassessment and course adjustment. This time can produce extremely positive results as a woman realizes that she now has one of her greatest opportunities to become alive and truly herself. And we don't stop this process by being a Christian. Being a Christian should help us sort out values at midlife, and our vital relationship with God will provide stability and perspective. But the midlife issue can't be avoided. Many women ask how long it will last. Jean Lush says, in my observation, this slump hits somewhere between 35 and 45 and will soon pass. She compares it to hitting turbulence when flying in an airplane. It's disturbing and unsettling, but you'll survive the storm. So how do we manage this midlife malaise? You want to be sure that you get a physical checkup, including a mammogram, pelvic exam, and pap smear. Make sure that you're physically healthy. You want to see a mental health professional if depression persists. Don't let a persisting depression head you into a clinical situation that you can't pull out of. You want to eat a healthy diet? Get enough exercise? Exercise will help control weight and reduce tension. Even if it's just getting out and walking for an hour a day, it really helps your mood. Reduce unnecessary stresses where you can. Find things that help you diffuse or release tension, like reading, music, walking, hobbies, talking things out. And find ways to deal with frustration, anger, and tension before they discharge in a way that can hurt relationships. Work on your relationships with your husband, your friends, to help satisfy what can be called a soul hunger, that need to be known and to be understood. Turn towards God. Ask Him to fill your soul hunger and give you a new and challenging ways to fill your life. And plan new goals. Restlessness at midlife is often God's hand at your back, urging you to move on, to reevaluate, and perhaps alter your course. So I want to encourage you to, when you recognize the signs of midlife malaise, to know that this is normal, that this is a time for assessment, readjustment, and moving on into the good things God has for you.
This has been a presentation of Member Care Media. We invite you to explore our website, where we offer audio features and resources for you and your entire family. We also have links to other websites that can provide further answers and resources to meet your needs. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.